I'm Luke Kinetic with the McCain Institute, and you're in the arena with leaders and citizens who are taking character-based action.
I'm in the arena with Jean-Christophe Belliard from the European Union in a special episode. We find ourselves here at the Tbilisi Conference, the fifth annual International Tbilisi Conference in Georgia. And Jean-Christophe, I mean, we'll go through your bio as an intro, but there really isn't anywhere you haven't been. Africa, Europe, longtime diplomat, right in the mix and middle of things. I think the start place can maybe be at why you find yourself in Tbilisi.
I'm here because I received an invitation by Kurt Volker. We had been together to Ukraine. There was an American warship calling there, and we made it a EU-USA moment. So when he proposed me to join Tbilisi, it was immediately yes. And I told him immediately three reasons to say yes. One was because it was McCain, you know, and McCain is such a great American man with such a good image in Europe. So for me, it was McCain. I said yes to McCain. Then I said yes to Kurt and yes to EU, USA relations. It's very important today to show that these relations are important for the world. And three, yes, because it is Georgia. Come a number of times in Georgia, a country with a lot of character, a beautiful country and a European country, a great civilization, great history, one of the first country to have been Christianized. That Christianity started here. And it's beautiful, the churches, the history, the archaeology. So, and in this moment where this country is pushed back by the Russian that occupy 20% of their territory, I thought it was important to be here. So for these three reasons, McCain, EU-USA relations, and Georgia. And on Georgia, USA and EU have exactly the same ideas. One, that the territorial integrity of this country must be respected. Two, that this country must unite to face the challenges in a complex moment. Political forces are going different ways, there's extreme polarization. The message of the USA to Georgia, which is something like, look guys, make it happen, build bridges, be strong, be united, is also the EU message. So I thought it was important in a country like Georgia, situated where Georgia is situated, it was very important for the EU and USA to stand together and to show that we share exactly the same positions. So that was the reasons.
Well, my next question sets up maybe quite easily. The theme of the conference is now what? So I'm going to ask you, now what? Maybe personally what you're bringing together, but what you've kind of foresee or would like to see.
Yesterday we met the president of the country, who is not part of the everyday life, everyday political life of this country. So she's staying a little bit above the crowd, and her message was, this country must be united. This country is not united today. Polarization, I don't want to say it is extreme, but it's too much. So what must happen first is there will be an election next year in October. Is from now to October avoid further polarization. Now I understand there is an idea that there could be a coalition government, which is not bad as such, it would be complicated, but if it is a way to unite, It has happened in the history of other countries. When the politics is split in a number of parties and no party can get a majority, it's not bad as such to have a coalition. So I think we have to work on that. And the USA is passing this message. The EU is passing this message. So if together we pass this message, I think it is something positive. Second, we are in a moment where the Russians are pushing millimeter by millimeter, building fences. In fact, I went with a group to the line. We call it ABL. And in fact, 2 days ago, there was a new incident. A group of 10 guys coming from the north sneaked around in a forest, which is on this part. It is a provocation. It is an humiliation. When you drive from the capital, Tbilisi, on the main, if not the only highway of this country, the one that goes to the Black Sea, if you look on the right, you see a military presence of Russia. It's not acceptable. So we have to continue to push back, to continue to defend the concept of territorial integrity. We are present, the USA is present, the EU is present, and participating in discussion in Geneva. We must continue to be there. Yesterday, the president mentioned the fact that these negotiations are going in circle and that there is probably the need to elevate this negotiation to the level of ministers, make it more political. I think we have to consider this proposal because now the status quo is bad for Georgia. The status quo is good for Russia, so we have to find a way. Third point, of course, it is what we could call the NATO perspective and the EU perspective. NATO, a lot has already happened. De facto, a lot of exercises, a lot of meetings. What is now missing is a political decision. So it depends on member states of NATO. But we are there. We'll see what member states decide. But for this country, it is important because they feel it is like a security. If we look at the Baltic countries, they are in the same type of situation. And today, NATO is doing a lot in these countries. Member states are sending aircraft, tanks, training going on there. It's good for the security. It's a guarantee. It's a dissuasion. Then EU perspective. This country is very advanced. First, this country is very, I would say, European as a civilization. The history. As a European here, I feel at home. I look at this country, I look at these people, I feel it's part of us. Now, this country is geographically is a little bit further than Europe at a time where we are already discussing with the Balkan countries. What is interesting about this country is they are doing as if they were about to join the EU. That is, they are doing their homework. They are doing a lot of reforms. We told them, look, guys, you have to clean the house first. And they are working on corruption. They are working on the organization of election. They are working on reform of the judiciary. And in fact, the EU is supporting them. Yesterday, I met the deputy speaker of the parliament. She said, I'm very happy because we are now trying to reform the way of working of the parliament. The parliament is not just writing laws, but also controlling the activities of the government. And we have sent experts to see how it works, how it's being done. So Georgia is doing its homework, and they are moving forward and to get ready for when the moment will be ripe. When will the moment be ripe? I think we in the EU, we are now trying to swallow the Brexit thing. We don't know what will happen. We are in the middle of that. It's a big story. But we have to swallow the incorporation of the Balkans. It's a long work. They have to put the house in order within each of the country and between countries, especially between Serbia and Kosovo. We are fighting for that. It's not easy. The EU is in charge of this negotiation. USA is there. The USA is supporting us. Like in Georgia, we work together. If you ask me where we work together, we work in many places, but we work very well together in Georgia. We work very well together in the Balkans. So that will be what we call the perspective. There is a European perspective, and we must tell Georgians that the perspective is there. They must have a type of goal that is not too far away so that there is hope, and so that they do their homework. Because if there is no hope, they will not do their homework. I think they do it because they understand they have to do it for themselves. But at the same time, they have this somewhere in their head, and I think it is something positive.
So, Jean-Christophe, you did a great job, I think, of illustrating what's going on in Georgia and what needs and is trying to come together in Georgia. And you did a good job anticipating a number of my questions. I think what I imagine a number of our listeners would like to hear more about is, you know, paint us a picture about the European Union. You have a number of new members of parliament there. You have, well, let's just be honest, some fractious activities and things happening. You know, tell us a little bit more about that. Some might say that we have homework and some unification to do.
I have the impression that today in Europe is better than 3 months ago. 3 months ago, we were scared by the European elections. We were in a complex moment with Brexit, with change of leadership in Germany. We were worried by the rise of Salvini in Italy, by problem in Spain, problem in France with Gilets Jaunes. And we fear that the European election could be a risk. And this, and the risk would have been for the anti-EU, anti-globalist forces to get a lot of votes. It would have compromised the European project. We would have had an EU parliament, EU skeptical, and we would have a new commission made of member, which would have been skeptical about the concept of Europe. 3 months later, I think we are in a better moment. First, the EU election went well. The EU election were run on the concept of EU. The question asked was basically, is EU the problem or is EU the solution? And the people of Europe voted in favor of Europe is a solution. The anti-EU, anti-globalist forces didn't get what we feared they would get. We have now a good EU parliament. We will have a good commission. We have a good president of the commission, a good president of the council, a good high representative. And today, by the way, is a day where Mrs. von der Leyen will announce the names of the commissioners. She already said there will be 13 women and 14 men. Situation has stabilized in France. Macron is back. This Gilets Jaunes story is over. Germany is getting its feet again. Italy changed things. We have a new government, more European, and Italian proposed former Prime Minister Gentiloni to be the commissioner. Spectacular choice. Spain is doing better. So we are in a moment where there is some optimism. So we have to work on that. Of course, there is a saga of the Brexit, and every day brings something new. I can't tell you how it will happen. But for us European, we want the modalities of the divorce, if there is a divorce. We want the couple to separate on good terms. That is with a deal. It will be good for USA, for Great Britain, and it will be good for us. I can't imagine a divorce without agreement. It's by definition, it's like this in life, and it's like this in the life between states. We trust the British politician, we trust the British people. And by the way, if Great Britain goes, Great Britain will leave the European Union, but Great Britain will not leave the Europe. And one concrete example is Georgia. Today we have 200 people who are monitoring the situation at the borderline, at the line of, you know, of the separation line. A number of them are British. Even if Great Britain leaves, we will have to find a way for the British to stay in this EU operation. This will be the interest of Great Britain, this will be the interest of Europe, and this will be the interest of Georgia. And I think this will be the interest of USA. It will be the interest of the free world. So we will have to work out the modalities of this. So for tomorrow, we will have this new team. By the way, we appreciate very much what the Secretary of State Pompeo did last week when he visited Brussels to meet with the new team. I think that was a very strong signal that America is ready to continue to work. North Korea, Afghanistan, Daesh, terrorism, Syria, Libya, there are so many, Venezuela, Africa. There are so many files on which we are totally on par. And if we are together, we'll be stronger. We'll have an impact. I think it is important. We may have disagreement on some files, Iran. But Iran, we agree on where we want to be. We want to have an Iran without the atomic capacity. We may disagree on the way to reach there. But we have the same aim. We will have to discuss about commerce. But it's natural. But all together, we are together. We are the same world, the same way of life. We are attached to the concept of democracy, good governance. We want it for ourselves. At a time where the Chinese are proposing an alternative planet with alternative principles, we need more than ever to be together. And I think, for me, even this conference is, and the fact that you were so kind to propose us to join, is also a signal of that, of the importance for the EU and USA to work together.
Well, Jean-Christophe, as we can hear, the conference is about to resume with sound checks and the like. We really appreciate you being in the arena. We hope you'll come back and keep us up to date on things, EU and the like. But one final question, kind of a standing question in the podcast. And do you have advice for the next generation of leaders? Maybe someone following in your footsteps to travel the world and help solve problems, but however you want to tackle it, advice for the next generation.
Our world is facing so many challenges. We dominated this world since the end of the Second World War. It is our world. It is our principles. It is our institutions. Let's cherish this. Let's modernize. Let's reform these institutions if they are not working efficiently. Let's reform the UN. Let's reform the World Trade Organization. But don't throw away what is ours. For the future, we need to continue to be united. Because if not, I have no doubt that China will build its own planet, its planet with its own principle, own institution, own internet, own everything. Thanks to the USA, the Cold War ended. Although now we are in a new situation. But we can see the premises of the rise of a very strong China. Let's be together to continue to have this world, which is our model. What do we want for Georgia? Do we want the Georgia as it is and a Georgia which will reform itself? Or do we want a Georgia with mainly Chinese investments, Chinese thinking, and with the Russians still inside the house? I don't think so. So this American, USA, European relations are more important than ever. And I think that was the message and the legacy of John McCain. So I think that is what I want for the next generation. Young Europeans are fascinated by USA. And I think USA is also fascinated by Europe. We are part of you, you are part of us. We have so much in common. Let's fight for these ideas and this principle. Democracy is, you know, we fought to preserve it. We must continue to fight to preserve it. And the best way to preserve it is to have a united EU and a united transatlantic link, USA and the European Union.
Well, that's good advice and wisdom. Again, thank you for making time, and we hope you'll come back on the podcast down the line.
Thank you. Thank you very much. See you soon.
This podcast is produced by Patrick McCann and Justin Kessler. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, tell your friends, or leave a review.